Rave Radio. It's Monday, January 26th, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. This is Gary Kay of Rave Radio, and I apologize if my voice sounds weird, but I've been sick for the last few days, and I'm just now recovering. But I want to talk to you about some more ISE news, and we scooped everyone on Friday with the news that Microsoft will actually launch an 84-inch monitor that's touchscreen, multi-touchscreen, has built-in Skype, built-in video conferencing with Microsoft Link, has a ton of features, and is built by their Perceptive Pixel brand that they purchased back in 2011-2012 timeframe. You've probably seen them on TV, on CNN, Fox News. That's the touchscreen that everybody uses on their news stations, the multi-touch touchscreen. But now Microsoft has come in the market, aiming it at not only schools, higher education, but small meeting rooms, boardrooms, and conference rooms. And they want to get AV dealers to integrate the Microsoft Surface Hub, which is what they're calling it, this 84-inch display, into their AV systems. So they want to enter the AV market. We've got all the details on our website right now at ravepubs.com. You'll be able to see more about it at the ISE show in a couple weeks in Amsterdam. But in the meantime, check back with Rave Pubs because we'll be publishing more stories about this product this week and how it stands up against all the other products in the industry. You can check out this story and all the others at ravepubs.com and read about it and let me know what you think. Do you think this Microsoft product is good for our industry? Or bad for the industry? I can't see how it's bad, but I certainly see how it can change things in the industry, especially if they're willing to work with AV integrators. I think it can only be a good thing. This is Gary Kay. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.